My name is Malalai Joya. I'm a woman rights, human rights activist in Afghanistan, but underground and situation is political situation. That's why I involved in politics, and I want to be honest politician and always raise the voice against occupation and brutalities of these Islamic fundamentalist warlords and Taliban. So that's why my life, like many other activists, is in the risk and do struggle underground to know more about what I'm doing in our country on behalf of my people together with them. You can read my book. The name is A Woman Among Warlords. And also, I'm one of the war generation of Afghanistan that when you, some part of my memory you can read in my book as well, that on behalf of the war generation I wrote this book. That I was 4 days old, baby, Russia occupied, then warlord came in power, did civil war from 92 to 96, then Taliban came in power, then back after 9/11, the warlords with bloody hands, with suit and tie, they come in power. So still war is going on in our country. There is massacres, bombardment, and brutalities of these Islamic fundamentalists, especially against the women of my country. Day by day, they push our country more toward dark ages. Well, when we want the withdrawal of these troops from Afghanistan, who themselves are the victim of the wrong policy of the wrong politician. If they let us a little bit breathe in peace, well, we know what to do with our destiny. But in the meantime, I'm asking for international solidarity from justice-loving people of the U.S. around the world, that educationally especially they support our people. Few democratic-minded parties we have, few democratic-minded NGOs we have, more than that, activists we have. Still, most of them, they are underground. You can help them, especially education is the key toward emancipation. For example, these girls, if they have education, they never burn themselves. And when they rape them, they never be disappointed or they sit silent or kill themselves. And many other examples, most of people are not educated. So they come on the streets and they are so brave and they do resistance against occupation. But nobody listen their voice. If they will have their education, they play their role much better than today. And we wish that it was not military invasion. It was invasion of schools, clinic, hospital. That's why my message to justice-loving people of the U.S. is this. Please put pressure on your government in this occupation, in this brutal war. Condolence is not enough to say to those American moms who lost their sons, their daughters in my country under the name of so-called war on terror. We believe this is war on innocent civilians. They should change their sorrows, their tears, their grief to the strength and raise their voice against the wrong policies of their government. One chapter of my book I dedicated to this question, how we can help each other. But I'm sure justice-loving, peace-loving, great people of U.S. agree with my people. Democracy never comes by war, by military invasion, by bombing our wedding parties, by cluster bomb or white phosphorus. During this 10 years of occupation, more than 8,000 innocent civilians has been killed, most of them women and children. Please put pressure on your government. Join anti-war movements. Be more active. We really need your helping hand, but we don't want the so-called helping hand of these warmongers. What I learned a lot from the poor, suffering, non-educated people of my country, that this 30-year war, we almost lost everything, but we got one positive thing, which is political knowledge of these voiceless, suffering people, especially women. And also, I learned a lot in these conferences I attend on behalf of my people. I met with great, extraordinary activists in these Western countries and U.S. and Europe, that we exchanged experience with each other. I learned a lot from them. And we are in the same shape of democracy, women rights, human rights. I believe even genuine democracy is not in the U.S. So we should be more united and we should help more each other. And bravery of all of these extraordinary men, women around the world, they give us more hope, more courage, more determination. As these days was the anniversary of the Martin Luther King, the extraordinary American man. Dear Martin Luther King says, our lives begin to end the day we become silent. Freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. Yes, we totally agree with him, and we are following the path of all of these freedom-loving fighters who are not alive and who are alive and still they are struggling. And we need to learn from each other, and we need their solidarity and support, which means a lot for us and gives us more hope, more courage, more determination.